Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, all I can say is you are going to wish that you were sitting right next to me, because it does not get any better than this for the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning into On the Menu Live this Saturday at 4 o'clock on AM 790. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the open arms of the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa. I am sitting here just casting a gaze out of the panic picture that is set before me, and we are about to lift a cocktail to our very thirsty lips, and we are broadcasting live from the Salud Lounge, and we're going to be talking with about all things salsa, all things tequila, all things luxury, all things of what the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa is all about. So if you're anywhere near the Star Pass, come on up and join us. If you're not near the Star Pass, come on up here anyway, because you know what happens at 5:30 here, fellow foodies. It's the legend of Arriba Abajo, the ritual tequila toast, the complimentary tequila toast. That happens at 5:30, but I think we might accelerate things a little bit, because I don't want to wait to 5:30 to have a cocktail at some point in the show. But anyway, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts, when we knew we were going to be talking about tequila, and whenever tequila is a topic on the show, I just have to reach out to my good friend. She's the senior community manager for Yelp right here in Tucson, the lovely Bella Hoffroy.
Hey, well, thanks so much. I'm so ecstatic to be here. Like you said, anytime there's tequila in the picture, I'm there.
You even said it right. I mean, say the word again.
Tequila.
It's just absolutely, just puts a smile on my face and a song in my heart. Now, looking out of this window here, this majestic panoramic view, I mean, how can you even put this into words, Bella?
I mean, it's stunning. This is just really everything that Tucson is all about, including the tequila. The views are just beautiful, and I can't wait to just dive in.
I'm going to actually challenge our listeners right now to count how many times Bella says the word tequila during the next 60 minutes. That actually might be something fun to ask as part of our trivia question. But anyway, I'm teasing you. Anyway. But it's nice to have you on the show. You're one of the busiest women here in the community, always keeping your finger on the pulse and your palate on the pulse of the delicious things happening in the Yelp sphere. And it's hard to keep up. People are so energetically involved, and with this great interactive tool that Yelp is, I mean, how do you keep track of all that people have to say about the great things going on here in Tucson?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's such a busy time, and really the Yelp community is so vibrant that they help me stay on top of things. They're so active, constantly trying new businesses, new restaurants, and writing such rich reviews on the website and the mobile application that we're all kind of both building this community together, and Yelp just celebrated 10 years this July.
10 years?
So it's...
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, big numbers, 10 years. We're in 28 countries, and our Tucson community is just more vibrant and excited than ever.
I think you said it right when you said vibrant, especially the online audience, the participation, the interactivity. I mean, Tucson really is a vibrant community, and with all that's going on for people to react to, there's really never a shortage of things to talk about and Yelp about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with so much growth in the community, this is really the place to go. Yelpers are using their mobile application. It's free, by the way. You can download it on any smartphone, but they're using it to really search what's going on in the city. They can even bookmark a local business and save it for later. So you can kind of use it as a guide, and you can go back to it and say, well, I'm going to head downtown. These are the businesses that I know I read about or that I'm curious about and I want to Yelp about. So that's what's really interactive about it.
Well, you know, they say never leave home without it. You really don't want to leave home without your Yelp mobile application. I mean, it's a standard part of my daily, digital experience. And like you said, you know, find out what's going on. Use it as a guide. And you talked to me the other day about your fascination with people starting to look at Tucson now with so much to do as an experience for people to be tourists right here in Tucson and not have to leave Tucson, almost like being a tourist in your own town. I mean,
absolutely.
I love that.
I mean, well, National Tourism Day is coming up next Saturday, the 27th, but really with so much going on, it has opened so many opportunities to really be a tourist in Tucson, whether you're riding the streetcar from University through 4th Ave to downtown, all the way to the Mercado San Agustin, or coming to a place like the JW for the tequila toast.
Right.
I mean, Yelpers love to come here for a staycation or for that sunset tequila toast. So it's really about logging into Yelp, seeing what people are yelping about, and discovering Tucson all over again.
I like when you call it a staycation, because when I come into the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort, I just want to stay.
Oh my
I don't want to leave.
This view is just so inviting, and that pool, the lazy river.
And my wife is sitting right here, and she's actually starting to navigate her way over to the pool, the lazy river, as it's called. But this is just a spectacular backdrop. So downtown, I'm struck by how close the JW Marriott is to downtown. So we're kind of around downtown last night, and it's only about a 6 or 7 minute drive from downtown here. Everyone has this idea of JW Marriott being out in the middle of nowhere and in the mountains and everything. It is a lot closer than people think.
Totally. I mean, it's right in our backyards. And like you said, about 6 minutes, I actually live down the road. So this is our go-to place to take a little escape and just really take in the views. And with everything being so close, you can really take advantage of everything that we have that you can find on the west side of town.
Exactly. So. And there's tequila to be found on the west side of town.
Lots of it.
So what are people yelping about these days, Bella?
Well, with all these new openings downtown, I mean, we have pizzerias opening, breweries opening. The streetcar has really created an opportunity for locals to be tourists in the city. People are parking their cars at the Mercado San Agustin and riding it into town. And I'm seeing yelpings about all kinds of local businesses and people discovering art galleries and music venues that they hadn't been to before. So it's really a unique time in Tucson.
Now, on the mobile app for Yelp, can you kind of navigate your way and kind of pick? And but like you said, you can bookmark places
Absolutely.
You want to go. And it creates this kind of passport experience for you.
Yes.
Getting from here to there.
Yep. You can search a business. You can bookmark it from your desktop or the mobile app. It syncs automatically, and you can save it to review later or to visit later. And it's really just a fun way to keep track of everything that you have visited or want to visit.
Great. So I can't imagine there's anybody within our listening audience that does not know what Yelp is, that does not know how to Yelp, that does not, sort of know the way around. But we got about another 2 minutes left before we go to our first commercial break. Give us kind of a Yelp 101. What is Yelp, and how can people get involved?
Absolutely. Yelp is a website and a free mobile application that connects people to great local businesses. You can search businesses under any type of category, ranging from restaurants to boutiques to vets, to parks. So it's really every category under the sun is available to you on Yelp, and you can use it as a guide to find a local business or to share your experience as well.
And it's not just about restaurants, culinary cocktail experiences. I mean, people are yelping about their personal trainers. Hope they're yelping about my wife, Nancy. They're yelping about their barbers. They're yelping about their accountants. I mean, it really is all professional services.
Absolutely. I mean, just behind us here is Tumamoc Hill. That is a Yelper favorite and a great place to explore, and you can even find reviews about that. Outdoor spaces. So,
I love it. Is there a Yelp review for celebrity co-hosts of On the Menu Live?
Not yet.
Five stars.
Five stars.
I'm Yelp and five stars. We're talking to Bella Huffroy, the senior community manager for Yelp right here in Southern Arizona. She's our celebrity co-host for the full hour for this delicious broadcast live from the Salud Lounge at the JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort and Spa. And whenever I heard the word spa, I just have to slow down a little bit. But you know what? When we come back from our commercial break, after we thank a couple of sponsors, we're going to be talking about one of your favorite topics, tequila, with the Properties Certified Tequilier. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's a tequila master, and he probably knows more about tequila than anyone we've ever met combined. His name is Carlos Ruiz, and he's going to be joining us right as soon as we get back from this commercial. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNS. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Ruffel.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here on a Saturday afternoon and live from the Salud Lounge at the JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort and Spa.
Spa.
Here with my lovely celebrity co-host for the full hour, the senior community manager for Yelp, Bella Huffroy. And during the commercial break, something magical happened. And again, whenever Carlos Ruiz comes into your life, magic just manifests because he's bringing agave. He is the tequilier here at the JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort and Spa. Carlos Ruiz is with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Matt, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction.
Well, I mean, when you bring bottles of epic proportion to a broadcast, things just start getting better and better.
Yes, I like to say I bring some very flavorful juice.
Flavorful juice?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. You know, juice is good. My doctor tells me I'm not getting enough. So
yes.
I think I'm doing a body good. So tequilier.
Correct, yes.
Is, okay, so help me understand how I can become one of those.
Well, there's different programs that are out there. You know, there's, for sommeliers, you could kind of look for the quarter century sommeliers. The certification that I got was through the AMT, the Academia Mexicana de Tequila, that was offered back in 2006. So I got the opportunity to partner with these individuals as they were kind of coming to the States. So I got my certification through San Diego as I was born and raised. So I got the opportunity to meet wonderful individuals out there.
And tequila is so much a part of that foundational experience when you come out here to the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. Is it
not? I definitely concur with that statement. You know, something that's unique to our destination is not only the view itself, but the wonderful tequila offerings. We currently hold over 135, one of the largest selections that we have here in Tucson. And, of course, different unique offerings. But something that's unique to our destination as well is some of the special infusions that I also kind of listed and brought out to share with everyone as well.
So you have 135 tequilas showcased here on property.
Correct.
Okay, I've had 133, so I'm two to go, Bella. Two to go. So you said infusion. So
yes.
When people think about infused spirits, obviously we hear a lot about infused rums. A
correct.
Lot about infused vodkas.
Right.
Infused tequila, Carlos?
That
Ruiz?
Is correct, yes, yes. What we do is kind of use some fresh ingredients to kind of really obtain those flavors. We use that as a base. As you know, numerous of mixologists are kind of using that smoke, using these barrels to get that oakiness. We're using fresh fruits to kind of really kind of get those vibrant colors, flavors, and we use that as a base for a lot of our cocktails as well.
And the agave is such a distinctively... you know, from a taste profile, it has this lovely distinctive taste that I think would actually be a wonderful kind of vehicle to bring in some of these subtleties of the flavors.
Oh, definitely. Yes, of course. You know, it's very unique to a lot of people that don't realize how much love goes into making this tequila itself. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the tequila itself is made from a succulent, you know, this wonderful, beautiful agave flower. A lot of people think it's a cacti just because of these sharp ridges that they have, but in essence, it's a flower. It's very beautiful, a lot of flavor. And like you said, all these subtleties that come with that. But, of course, the aging process of the flower itself is between 8 and 12 years.
My goodness.
Yes. So there is a lot of time and effort, like I said, a lot of love to making just the flower itself. And, of course, they're uprooting that as their base. And it's also a natural spirit. A lot of doctors actually recommend this, my heart doctor as well.
Your heart doctor recommends tequila. Okay, I'm looking at my wife. Nancy, we need a new primary care physician. Anyway, we're going to go do a little bit of tasting here, but there's something, Carlos Ruiz, that happens here on property every single day at 5:30 p.m., and you know, I can't imagine if there's anyone within our listenership that has never experienced the legend of Arriba Abajo.
There you go.
How'd I do, by the way?
You
on
did
that?
Really well.
I did really well. So
rolled
what,
your R's.
What happens
like
here at 5:30 every single day?
Well, try to paint that picture. Imagine just the sunset kind of dropping on our backdrop with the mountain views. That's really was the kind of thought behind the ritual of Arriba Abajo. It started as we opened our doors, you know, almost 9 years ago. We're just kind of wanting almost 10. Sorry, it's been so long. But, you know, we're inviting all of our guests to kind of join us as this is the focal point for the property. And just really to kind of toast, you know, tequila itself was really meant for that, you know, after an aperitif, after dinner, and really bring the family together. And that's really was the essence behind it. So what we do here at 5:30, we share a love story, the story of Arriba Abajo.
And really, the tequila, is it a shot then that you invite? And I guess the word shot, it's really a toast, really.
Correct.
Yeah, a shot can mean sort of different things.
Correct.
We're not doing shots here at the JW Marriott by any stretch.
We use that word very loosely. But, yeah, it's a toast. Again, it's a small offering,
right.
More of a one-ounce pour. It's nothing that's over the top. Really, it's, again, it's just to kind of invite everyone out. It's open to the community. It's also open to all of our guests as they check in. It's something that we like to invite them to come and join. You know, we have people from around the world that never had tequila before, so this is a great opportunity for us who are being in the southwestern region to kind of showcase what we have and all the delicious offerings we have.
And you use the word family, and when you think about it, when you boil it down, I mean, everybody that walks through those wonderful front doors of the property, of this destination resort, automatically becomes part of that Star Pass,
of
that
course.
Marriott family. And you're inviting them into the family with that ritual, that tribute, that ceremonial toast.
Of course.
To say, you are with us, we're with you, let all your troubles melt away, and to celebrate the legend of Arriba Abajo.
There you go. Exactly.
I am an honorary member of the Ruiz family now.
Yes, you are.
I want to tell you how much
we're
very
family.
Serious. I've taken that responsibility very seriously.
I feel like we've been cousins forever, Matt.
Well, we're going to take another commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of a tasting
Wonderful.
Of some lovely tequilas that you've brought out for us to enjoy. And you know who else is going to get in on some of the action? Chef Danny Perez
yes.
is actually here. Now, to get Chef Danny Perez to sit down for 30 seconds, let alone 10 minutes,
right.
for an interview about the culinary offerings right here in JW
exactly.
area, our listeners are in for a huge treat. But anyway, Carlos Ruiz, the tequilier at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa here in the west side of town, overlooking the lovely mountainside with some glasses about to be raised on high to celebrate the JW Marriott family. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation and for having me as part of your family.
No, thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to celebrate the legend that is Arriba Abajo. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Salud Lounge at the majestic JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort and
Spa.
Here with my lovely celebrity co-host from Yelp here in Tucson, the senior community manager, Bella Huffroy. One of our listeners has tweeted in saying that we have now said the word tequila 117 times, and it's only 21 minutes after the hour, probably because we're with Carlos Ruiz, the resident tequilier here at the Star Pass Marriott.
Well,
love having you here, sir.
Love to be here.
And I love when
Thank
you bring that extraordinary juice that you talked
exactly,
about. We're
yes.
talking with Carlos Ruiz about the foundational aspect of the JW Marriott experience that tequila represents, the agave, the traditions of the agave, the legends of the Arriba Abajo. And you actually have brought out some lovely spirit for us to get an idea for
yes.
the story as it continues along.
Yes, definitely. As you could see, as I mentioned earlier, a very unique restaurant bar that we have here. We do a wonderful mixology program that we have just to the wine. The first one that I did was an infusion of pineapple.
This is this one right here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So feel free, Bella. I encourage you.
Now, as a tequilier, you will tell me if I'm violating any sort of protocol here. I mean, I picked it up and I began to give it a nice little swirl.
Exactly.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah, you wanna, exactly.
So
you know, it's much more refined. This is definitely nothing from the 80s where you had
and
Jose Cuervo.
May God bless you, sir.
Definitely. It's much more refined. We have the opportunities that we have very purified, distilled spirits now. And of
Salud,
course,
Della.
Salud.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
so we have piña,
right.
pineapple. And again, this is the base for us, a few of our cocktails. I mean, it's kind of sweet, yet kind of mellows out, you know, those harsh heat tones of the regular Blanco tequila.
Okay, so like I said, before we even tasted this, the agave, the tequila is a wonderful backdrop for bringing some of these infusions in. And when we say infusions, mm-hmm. it really is just a delicate, a gentle infusion. When
exactly.
you say pineapple, okay, I'm going to have this super sweet shot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that here at the JW Marriott.
No.
It's just a little bit of a kiss mm-hmm. of pineapple
exactly.
on that.
Exactly.
Subtle.
I like that.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. No, definitely. And this is our opportunity as well to kind of, you know, bring some of those people from the 80s that had that horrible experience where they had that Jose Cuervo, you know, that mixto tequila, where it is that not 100% tequila that it is today. And, of course, that's our way of kind of introducing them.
Piña tequila, a gorgeous premium sipping tequila.
Exactly.
Just sit back, look at the views. Order up and have Carlos serve you tableside.
I'm a yes. fan. I love piña.
Isn't this lovely?
Lovely flavor.
So what else we have here?
The next one will be a watermelon. You know, I know here in Tucson, I mean, to me it's still summer. So watermelon is kind of good year-round. And again, trying to mellow that out. But those are two main infusions that we have. Also, getting ready for autumn, we have a apple sin, apple cherries, and cinnamon sticks. And, of course, these are all tequilas that we offer at our 5:30 tequila toast. So for those that are listening, I encourage them to come out and join us at 5:30 because we will be offering these every other day.
Wonderful, Pina. And ¿cómo se dice watermelon en español? This is a
sandía.
Sandía.
Or as I like to say, agua de melón.
Well, as you say, whatever he said. We have really experienced some premium tequilas here with some infusions that are done right here and on property, too.
That's correct. Well,
and that's part of that family sense.
Yes, the culture.
Because everything in the family happens in the kitchen.
Exactly, yeah.
And speaking of kitchen, here he is, fellow foodies, the Honorable Executive Chef here from the JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort. No stranger to this audience, Danny Perez is in the house.
Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, and you can
you
can call me Matt. I will call you sir. There's only one sir in the house, and it's you, sir.
We can become cousins after today with all this tequila, too.
Anyway, when you're thinking about tequila, you got to think about salsa. And you took home the coveted Best Traditional Salsa Award from the Southern Arizona Salsa and Tequila Challenge. I'm sure your life has significantly changed since that big moment.
Absolutely has. I think I've had a request for a recipe about 50,000 times on Facebook. So
we're actually going to be doing a little taste test. We're going to put these bold claims to the test that Danny Perez says, I got the best salsa in town. This is the salsa helada that took home the gold in that competition. So talk a little bit about that salsa and how you prepared for that moment.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing about salsa is that you got to be able to continuously go back and forth for it. Right? A good salsa is one that you can keep going back and forth. So the base of it is actually cascabel chilies, which are a little bit on the spicier side. And the reason why it's called helada is because we took the traditional salsa, a little funky spot, and we made an avocado gelato. Floated it on top of the salsa.
That's what it was.
So
that's what put it over the
ice,
top.
Ice down salsa in the summer. I thought it did its job at the competition for sure.
Now, I think I tried darn near every salsa at that competition, Bella. I'm sure you made your rounds as well.
I made my rounds, and I missed yours, and I'm so bummed out.
I have it for you.
hey, Bella, I know
okay,
a guy.
Sing it today.
I know a guy. So this is the salsa helada, which is now, for the next year, will reign supreme as the best traditional salsa in that category for that great event. So how in the world did you come to this idea of an avocado gelato? Is that what it was?
It was an avocado gelato. Well, you know, again, trends, and you talked a lot earlier probably about, you know, what folks are visiting and where they're going. And I think that that's what I went. I went with, you know, gelato's a trend, hot salsa in the summer. We wanted to make sure that we put that together, and you know, the team just came out with this really awesome avocado gelato.
And I just remembered the cooling element of that gelato against that you know, the sort of the assertiveness of those cascabels.
Sure.
Was a lovely idea because you know, at the end of the day, a culinary experience is all about balance.
It is.
And you created an extraordinary balance in that salsa.
Yeah, thank you. And I think, you know, the biggest part for me, you know, with the Mexican cuisine and salsa being from Mexico and everything. Mexican cuisine is such an easy infused cuisine, right? So infusing salsa with a gelato,
yes,
right? I think it was just an easy task to do.
Smart.
We're going to be talking with Chef in the second half of the show all about the great culinary program here at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. But before we go to our next commercial break, talk a little about the salsa flights that you have here at JW Marriott.
Sure. So I think that one of the best things to do is that, you know, we do tequila flights. Carlos does a great job ensuring that, you know, we pair great tequila with anything that we do. And so some of the ideas have happened, and we, you know, we cover it with amenities or in the restaurant or here at Salud, is, you know, a cool salsa flight. So we're actually going to try three different salsas that I've prepared for you that have, you know, different flavors, different texture, different technique. And I think the guests really enjoy being able to compare and contrast one with the other. It's just a cool thing to do.
And this is an experience that guests can have here on property. Order up a salsa flight.
Yes,
oh, I love that idea. And I love that there's the sort of a diversity in texture. When you think salsa, you really, there's a number of different ways. You have a blank canvas and you can go, you know, super thick and chunky. You can do, you know, pureed. You can do a little mixture of each. And you want to give that palate a sense of adventure. And I think that's what your salsas do so well. We're really looking forward to diving in.
Absolutely.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about tequila, about salsa, and all the grand culinary experiences that are awaiting you at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Salud Lounge at JW Marriott Tucson Star Pass Resort and
Spa. I just love that. It reminds you to slow things down. And when you come into the JW Marriott, things just sort of, they wrap themselves around you. You kind of create any kind of experience you want to have, and our good friends, Chef Danny Perez and certified tequilier Carlos Ruiz will see to that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for hosting today's delicious broadcast.
Thank you for being here.
You know, this radio show would be nothing without our sponsors, and I always love to take this time on the show to thank all of our dedicated sponsors. We urge you, after you come out here to have dinner tonight at JW Marriott, spend the week going to see our friends at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Apple Annie's Orchard, Five Palms Steak and Seafood, the Hacienda del Sol, Entourage Transportation, Jerry's Cigars, and Russell Public Communications. Thank you so much for your leadership and for being a part of the On the Menu Live family. And family is a great segue, because I feel better now that I've become a member of the Ruiz family. I mean, he's adopted us in.
I'm an official primo.
Is that what it is? So we're going to keep talking about the culinary offerings, but you did put another tequila in front of us for us to try.
I did.
I like the way you roll, Carlos Ruiz. So what else are we going to try tonight?
Well, you have a Maestro del Bell. This is actually a Reposado. As you can see how clear it is.
Yes.
There's been an added distillation, as I mentioned earlier as well, that the tequila has come a long way from the 80s. It's much more refined. Here, as you can see, it's clear. I mean, most Reposados, they have a little tint.
I was just going to say, I've never seen a clear Repo before.
Very smooth, though. A lot of cocktails are made with this. I mean, usually use Blanco as your base. Not typically would you use a Reposado or an Añejo, but in this case, I would recommend using this Reposado to definitely make a creative cocktail.
And this is why I love tequila. Number 118. I tell you, I learned
very smooth,
something new
yet complex.
Every time I come out. Mm-hmm. A clear Repo, smooth, complex. It has the aging, mm-hmm. the resting, as we say.
Exactly.
But it's just this wonderfully complex but yet balanced flavor.
Yeah, very
isn't
palatable.
It? It's just beautiful.
Very.
You could eat it.
I've never
this.
Seen a clear one.
I know.
We do learn something new every day.
Uh-huh. And then again, the other one that I kind of brought out, another favorite, this is Tonala. This has been rested in a cherry cask.
Cherry? Mm-hmm. Oh, this will be a first for me.
Mm-hmm. So 4 years in cherry cask.
Okay, so 4 years, so this is an Añejo.
Mm-hmm. This is technically an extra Añejo.
Oh, an extra Añejo.
Exactly.
You do love me, don't you?
I
he
do.
Says it's about love and succulence.
Exactly, yes.
And there, I guess that
your
just
family,
describes
man.
Our relationship now. An extra Añejo, 4 years in cherry cask.
Exactly.
What's the cherry going to do to that agave, Carlos?
Just a little sweet kind of on the finish.
Is cherry traditional? Traditionally?
Not traditional. Usually in most traditional styles, you have a bourbon kind of cask that they'll use. More of those wooden smoky tones. But yet, this is a different kind of finish. Again, this is cherry. You'll actually see on some different ones. I also have one that they have cognac. El Paradiso did a wonderful job. This is from the Tesoro brand.
I have been rendered speechless, which is very difficult to do. Carlos Ruiz, I have fallen madly in love with you now. This is a part of the show where I start talking about how I really feel. You know, it's after 4:30. I've had some tequila.
There you go.
You've changed my cherry aged tequila, cherry cask aged Añejo. Just gorgeous.
Yes.
Again, sip premium luxury. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Definitely.
Salute.
And again, the price point is not too high. I mean, these are definitely well priced. You know, just like wine, you don't want to buy that $700 bottle of wine and yet. Be disappointed.
Exactly. So come on out here and see Carlos Ruiz. He is the sommelier of the tequila line. He is a tequilier. He will have a conversation with you, engage you in dialogue about what you like, what you don't like, and he will find a tequila and agave that is perfect for your personality as well as your palate. Carlos, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Oh, thank you, man.
And we're back with Chef Danny Perez, who makes a lot of people happy out here. At the
I think
Marriott.
I got to clock out and start drinking tequila with you guys.
Yeah, when do the chef whites come off? I mean, do you sleep in those? I've never seen it. You're always you carry with such great pride the place that you occupy here. And when you're
thank
in the
you.
Community.
That's probably one of the best compliments I've ever heard.
Such
appreciate
a great
that.
Ambassador of the Marriott brand. I see you at all the events, and you're always just so accommodating and so giving. And you love to tell the story. And there's so many great culinary stories here to tell at the
there
JW
is.
Marriott.
There is, absolutely.
So in addition to having a nice cocktail here at the Salud, guests can and visitors from all over the community come and have a choice of places to come and eat.
They absolutely do. I think that the biggest portion for us is the family atmosphere, right? Let's look out the window for a second. You know what I mean? You can see Tucson, and you can see the city. It's inviting you to say, hey, relax, enjoy yourself a little bit. And so pairings with, you know, the tequila that we do here with what Carlos does, the infusions. Right here at Salud, we actually have a small little kitchen right behind you there. It's called La Cocina. We do a lot of small appetizers, nachos, a few little things that tie really well with the beverages that are served here at the lounge. But above that, I mean, the resources around us, right? We have Signature Grill, which is our three-meal-a-day restaurant. True Arizona Southwest cuisine. We do some really good infusion of Mexican cuisine with the trio of cultures that is Arizona. Mm. You know, that Native American, the cowboy-style cooking that just really represents what Tucson's all about. And it gives our guests from other places in the country an opportunity to be educated with what's really the Southwest all about. I think that there's still a misconception, unfortunately, that you show up to Tucson and you're going to have some Tex-Mex fajitas.
Yes. Yeah,
there
exactly.
is no fajitas on any menu in this resort.
And thank goodness. And I love about Signature celebrating where we are, the sense of place where the resort is. And I think last time you were on the show, we talked about this. Marriott's a sort of part of the brand is to not come in and say, here's your playbook for every restaurant that's coming in from corporate. We want to celebrate where the resort is.
Absolutely.
And give you the canvas to create.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what the thing that I love about the brand, and as you mentioned, that I carry with me, is that I do have the freedom to be able to ensure that we represent not only the, you know, the city where we're at, but our culture. The diversity of this city is so big that, you know, some of the recipes that we put together in any of the outlets, they come from our staff. You know, that's where all of that rich passion of great food comes from. So it definitely does that.
Love it.
Everywhere.
So La Cocina right here, adjacent to the Salud Lounge, right across the hall here, we've got the Signature Grill. Where else can people dine?
Absolutely. So just down the strip here on the other side of the bridge, as we'd like to call it, the big part of the resort, it's Primo, right? Primo,
yes.
Local, modern, and fresh.
Yes.
So our Primo farm-to-table concept for sure. In this last year, we've kind of reformatted a little bit the way that the menu is set up, and the approachability in the Primo menu today is something that I think everybody loves. I think, you know, you go downtown and you visit proper, you go any of these other restaurants, even Maynard's, right? The approachability of menus is key.
Yeah.
To be able to get the guests to enjoy themselves. And so in Primo, it's not only about just the small appetizers. We have some great bruschettas. We have pizzas. But there's also some really nice entrees where if you want to celebrate, if you want to have a romantic night with your significant other, that is a spot to attend for sure.
I'll say.
Fresh pasta.
Fresh pasta.
Yeah, recently celebrated a special occasion there, and it was really a remarkable dinner.
Awesome. Delicious. Thank you. It's good to hear.
Lucky guy. How come I wasn't the guy? I mean, anyway, am I not a special occasion enough relationship in your life? I mean, come on.
I mean, I have to admit, it's secretly mostly for me, too, right?
So, Primo, great. And you're talking about earlier on Farm to Table. I think when Primo opened, did you say it's been 10 years almost?
It is.
10 years. I think you were sort of one of the pioneering voices in this community to celebrate what Farm to Table really means.
Sure.
And now that it's just become this huge concept, I think you could look back with pride.
Absolutely.
For sort of setting that pace.
Absolutely. So, you know, our proprietor, Melissa Kelly, who's James Beard Award winner.
Absolutely.
Three different restaurants in our country that they just do very well, right? She brought that to Tucson with full pride, and I think that the biggest portion of the winnings and the success of the restaurant is our partnerships. Sleeping Frogs Farms, that if
yes.
you visit the Rieto Farmers Market every Sunday, they're there. They're awesome. They're great partners. They have great product. And those are one of the very few. Black Mesa Ranch, which makes
yes.
the most delicious goat cheese you've ever had in your life.
Amen, brother.
And so those are the partnerships that we've built in the community that make us successful. They give us the right tools with the right education to where I don't have to feel like it's a concept now. It's just a way
right.
of we doing things.
Exactly.
It's the trend's gone, right? I think everybody can say it's farm to table, but
it's your culture.
Exactly.
It's
just the way that we do business. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, another way you guys are doing business is by sending smoke signals just down the way a little bit. Last time we had you on the show, we were talking to Pitmaster Bone Danny himself. You guys are doing some Q up here at the Marriott.
We do. We do some awesome Q. We do Arizona Q for sure. You know, as you tasted before, we influence all of that Mexican regional flavors, piloncillo, poblano peppers, you know, awesome chiltepines in our barbecue sauces. And so we smoke pork, ribs, brisket, chicken, wings on a daily basis. And Catalina Barbecue just next to our golf course is doing a great, great thing.
I love it. And you can walk in there and see all, you lose count when you start counting the trophies. you know, that Chef Danny Perez and his team have put together. It's just trophy after trophy after trophy. Catalina Barbecue Company. Now, the place, you just completed a cool little renovation at Catalina as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, you know, it feels so fresh in there. We have some really cool floor display now. It's a lot more open, some new colors in there. It definitely feels like a new restaurant. And, you know, with all of this football going on, you know, the guests feel like it's a great environment to order wings, watch some NFL, and relax on a Sunday after a round of golf. It's pretty cool, that venue.
And you still smoking some wings over there?
Oh, yeah.
First time I ever had smoked wings in my life was at Catalina Barbecue Company, and it was a life-changing experience.
That's on my bucket list. I'm going to bookmark it.
Seriously.
Now, do you
still have those? I mean, I call them like Fred Flintstone ribs. I mean, you brought, it was like the big rib version. You
the still extra
have
meaties.
The extra meaties. Yes, surprised that it's not named after me. I've never seen, I mean, it's, you pick up one of these ribs and it's like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I mean, it's like holding up this rib gave me a workout. I mean, that's got to be one of the most popular items on the menu down there at Catalina.
You know, it is. It definitely sells. Folks like to give it a little flavor of a quarter rack with a couple other smoked meats on the plate. Our rib samplers is definitely one of the favorites. It does its job for sure.
Can locals place an order to go?
Absolutely.
And take it home to watch the big game in the comfort of their home?
We have a great to-go menu, and you know, we've done recently a couple orders, and as the summer and the football season continues to kick off, we'll do, you know, a half a pound of pork butt, some brisket, you know, 3 dozen wings to go on a regular basis because guests would like to take it home and enjoy it once again.
Speaking as a personal testimonial here, we had very good friends of ours that loved Catalina Barbecue, and they moved away. They moved to Portland, and he's been on the show a couple of times, and he was just lamenting the fact that he wasn't going to have his Catalina Q within a drive. So we actually came down here, there was this big going away party, and we brought $500 for the barbecue home, and we had barbecue for the whole neighborhood, and it was serious Q, man. Yeah, we had a great time.
You know, the other part of it is that, you know, making sure that you partner with the right people. Arizona Barbecue Club, which is a big club in this state for barbecue, they still partner with us. They come down here, make sure that we're still in the trend of all the Q that happens around Arizona.
I love it. Yeah, you know, we're going to be talking to you a little bit after our next break about some of the fun things that you have lined up as we approach the holidays. And when you're thinking about holiday celebrations, there's never a shortage of things to experience when you come out here to the Marriott. But we do want to try out some of these salsas that you brought out. You're talking about the Salsa Flight. And we've actually coincidentally have saved a little bit of our tequila from our tasting. So we can do a little pairing. So shall we have some salsas? Great.
Yeah, absolutely. So the three different ones that we brought is actually the one that you mentioned about our award. So the tequila helada. And you can see the avocado gelato floating on top of that.
Oh, yes, we can. All right, I'm taking pictures of all this. You can see this on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, on our Twitter. Please follow On The Menu Live across all social media sites. But this is a gorgeous, I mean, this presentation here just says you're in for a treat.
And then the other one is the one in the middle, the green one, the tomatillo salsa. So the tomatillo, we call it salsa cruda, raw tomatillos, raw onions, raw tomatoes, raw cilantro, raw serrano peppers. It's just that refreshing salsa that makes you want to go back 3 to 5 to 10, 12, 15 times.
15. He's seen me work. Okay. Let's start with the helada. I mean, is that a good place to start
on our
palates?
Is this on the menu, too? Can locals come back and order this?
These are some of the new sauces that we're actually going to start implementing here at La Cocina and Salud Lobby Lounge as part of our flights. The roasted salsa, the salsa cruda, and then the cascabel salsa with the gelato, the avocado gelato, are definitely going to be part of the new flights.
Okay, so what's, again, I don't want to do anything to embarrass myself because, you know, if I was sitting in a corner, I would lift this jar to my mouth with this spoon and I would just start going in.
And you're more than welcome to do that.
But how do I, do I
just
do this?
Dip your chip in there, and if you get a combination of the melted gelato with the salsa is hopefully the placement we want, and it should be nice and cold and icy. And we'll let Bella try a couple bites, too. The other salsa that I mentioned is the roasted salsa, and we talked about textures earlier, right? You feel the smoothness on that cascabel salsa, the richness in the salsa cruda, and then the roasted, chunky, flavorful tomatoes, peppers, onions that are with that roasted salsa. It's different, really different.
Oh, you can taste the fire on that roast. Fire roasted, smoked, just beautiful.
To me, this salsa is one of those salsas you can make at home. People get intimidated by chunky salsas because, like, oh, that means I have to cook something to make a salsa.
Right.
Everybody's got a grill. You can grill your serranos and onions and tomatoes and even the green onions, right? I mean, throw them in there and blend it up.
It's typical Chef Danny Perez. He says,
Yeah, anyway, anyone can just do this at home.
You know, I genuinely do not have, like, fancy stuff at home. I have a knife and a grill. That's it.
Well, one of the things that I love about what you've done with these sauces is you're not overthinking. I mean, you think about something that you can bring that's creative,
sure,
like this avocado gelato, but you're not thinking of it as, we've got to throw in 50 million things into a salsa. Like the tequila, let's celebrate the agave, let's celebrate the tequila, and that's not to go weird and wild with crazy infusions, just a little bit of pineapple, a little bit of watermelon. You're talking about just a little bit of smoke, a little bit of that gelato, and it just really takes these on to the next level.
This makes you feel at home.
Yeah.
At home.
Right? And I think that's the approachability that we want. To me, I measure good restaurants, good Mexican restaurants for sure, with the best salsa. And then my other little OCD one is the French toast. I need to make sure that it's a good restaurant.
You want it to be like your mom made it for you, or like what you grew up eating. And this gelato is outstanding.
Isn't that killer? Yeah.
Killer.
And then we got 30 seconds before we go to our trivia question, and I need to remind all of our listeners, Chef Danny Perez and Carlos Ruiz, in their charity, they are going to give you an opportunity to experience the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort for yourself. Dinner for two, I believe you said, at the Signature Grill.
I did.
Fantastic. If you're the first person to call in with the answer to our trivia question, this last salsa that we're about to try, tell me again what this is.
So the tomatillo, we call it salsa cruda. So it's tomatillos, onion, cilantro, jalapeno peppers, and it's just blended up, and it's seasoned well, and just fresh.
He makes it sound so easy,
I could
Bella.
Drink this. This is so good.
She's only tried one salsa. Anyway, the time has come to give one of our listeners a chance to get in on some of this action and guess the answer to the trivia question. So what would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
So I think Carlos and I thought about a fun question, and the question is, what state in Mexico is tequila made?
Oh,
what state?
Great question. Okay.
In Mexico is tequila
okay.
made.
What state in Mexico is tequila made?
Correct.
Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win dinner for two at the Signature Grill out here at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Salud Lounge at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa here with Bella Huffroy from Yelp. Having a great time. High fives all the way around from people that love
Go Bears.
Go Bears? Oh, no. How did he get in? Don't show up. I have a reputation to uphold here. Anyway, we digress. We're here broadcasting live from the JW Marriott, having a great time with Chef Danny Perez, with Carlos Ruiz, the tequilier. And Bella said something during the commercial. The salsas have these flavors that last. And I never thought about salsa having a finish. I mean, you think about a fine wine or some tequila. This salsa has a finish to it, which just says to me it's just meant to be enjoyed with family.
Absolutely.
Just beautiful.
Absolutely. You got to remember that the freshness of a salsa is what gives it that lasting flavor.
Beautiful. Right? Well, we're going to go to our phone lines now. We've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, what state in Mexico is tequila made? And we're going to go to line one and say hi to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's the answer to this question?
I think it's Jalisco.
Okay, Chris says he thinks it's Jalisco. Survey says...
He's correct.
Ding, he's ding, correct. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Chris. Are you with us, Chris?
I am here.
Please try to control your enthusiasm. Okay, great. you're the first caller right out of the chute. Got it. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want you to stay on the line because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail a gift card out to you in the mail, and you are going to be the JW Marriott's guest for dinner for two at the Signature Grill. And, Chris, you are in for a treat.
Thanks. You guys rock.
Very good. He's passed out from excitement. But anyway, Jalisco, right? A lot of people say, well, Guadalajara.
It is. Guadalajara is a city.
But the state is Jalisco.
Jalisco.
Now, does that mean that to be called a tequila, the agave had to be harvested in the state of Jalisco?
Yeah, just like Champagne, there's appellations of origin that govern it. You know, Champagne has to be from Champagne in France. Tequila has to be from specific regions, five states to be exact. 90% of all tequilas that are imported from the from Mexico into the United States actually come from Jalisco.
Right there, and you can actually book a trip to Jalisco,
yes.
And you can actually see these jimadores actually doing the work, the harvesting. That's a beautiful thing to watch these folks.
Yeah, I
work.
Encourage anyone that gets the opportunity to kind of go see that. It is very, it's beautiful.
It's no light work.
It is no light work at all. So we sit here, when we do the ritual toast at 5:30 every night, the legend of Arriba Abajo, we really are, as part of that ritual, celebrating the role that the hardworking humidors play in our enjoyment. So it really comes full circle.
It does.
And that's what tequila is all about.
Yes, exactly. That's what the experience that we try and showcase here at the JW Marriott.
Well, I know you're showcasing some great experiences as we get closer to the holiday season. And, you know, the month of December, you guys have some great things planned. What can we expect to see out of the JW Marriott as we get into the fall and winter?
Well, first of all, I think like everybody else, we're hoping for this weather to calm down, get nice and chilly.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly
we
right.
Enjoy this lobby with the fire pits and some s'mores. But yeah, as we begin December, actually, you know, we historically put up a really cool, nice big tree on one of our lawns right outside the lobby. So we're going to actually have a tree lighting ceremony on December 4th with a bunch of cool activities. We're trying to come up with a couple more plans, potentially a cool competition with some gingerbread in there with other resorts. We're waiting to hear back from a few folks, but it'll be a cool experience all around. We're going to have some great activities on that first weekend of December 4th. And then the following weekend is our traditional annual Winter Wonderland. So we'll have the sledding for the kiddos. We'll have Santa being all over the place. He'll be dropped off in a helicopter. There's going to be tuck-ins. There's breakfast with Santa that you can plan ahead for. It's just a very cool family experience on Winter Wonderland.
Lovely.
That we do every year here at the resort. And on top of that, you know, from here on out, there's going to be great opportunities through any of the weekends. JWMarriottStarPass.com.
That's where it all is.
Great packages, great rates, and opportunity to look at all of our dining options, all of our restaurant options, anything you want to know about the resort.
Well, one thing I do want to know is what kind of tequila does Santa usually go for, Carlos? Does Santa more of a, you know, repo?
He likes the best of both worlds. He likes the reposado.
Good answer. Santa likes the reposado.
Will you have a holiday infusion?
We do create a cocktail specifically for that Winter Wonderland that is also tequila infused as well, but also an offering. And then, again, we use that autumn, our apple sin is our kind of go-to for the autumn flavor as well.
Are you doing any sort of culinary events here? I know sometimes people do wine dinners or beer dinners or tequila dinners. Are you doing any kinds of those pairing events at all?
We are. Actually, Primo is partnering with Dragoon next Thursday the 25th.
Great.
For an awesome beer dinner.
Great.
Chef Efrain from Primo put together an awesome menu. We're very excited about that dinner. It's going to be very cool. Some really cool pairings. Dragoon is just blowing up in our town, right? It's a great partner to our resort. It's in a couple of our different bars, and it's just going to be an awesome dinner.
That's great.
Awesome,
you know, I had the personal privilege to MC the Tucson Beer Cup event last night, and I had the privilege to crown Dragoon a three-time winner of the best overall their Dragoon IPA. 3 years in a row to do that. We should also say congratulations to our friends at Borderlands Brewing Company. Their Citrona Wild Ale won Best Specialty Beer last night. Hardworking brewers in this community. I love the fact that you're helping to celebrate the suds here at the JW
Marriott. And they won last year, too, right?
I think Noche Dulce, the vanilla border. Yeah. I love everything that they're about. Anyway, we've sadly come to the end of our hour, but the party continues here at the JW Marriott. Chef Danny Perez, always a privilege and a pleasure to hang out
with you,
sir.
Thank you for being here. Love to have you back anytime.
Absolutely, Carlos Ruiz.
Matt, thank you for the invite. You have
hit the ball out of the park, and I have a renewed sense of appreciation for the agave and Bella Hafroy. The lovely, the beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me.
From Yelp. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Bella Hafroy reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you at the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort.